And this is John with Money on the Floor Currency Trader. Just want to see if you guys can hear me and see me okay. Hopefully everything's okay. I'm a trader that made it. And that's what I think makes this different than everybody else. I learned from everybody that was in here talking and going through all the stuff. And what happened is I never gave up. And if you never give up, then you will make it. But if you give up, you'll never make it. And most people give up, and that's the problem. So I'm a trader that made it, and that's what makes me different than everybody else. Now, I took me a long time to get profitable. I've been trading 15 years. Took me probably 6 to 7 years to actually get profitable. All those times, it was just horrible. But I never gave up, and that's what makes me different. Now, you have a better chance than most people because you can get mentoring. And if you can get mentoring, you can get there much faster, and that's what it's all about. And it doesn't matter who you get as long as the person has a system that you like and does what you like, and you're able to follow them and enjoy what you're doing, then it's a great mentor, and that's all you need to do. And that's why I try to promote myself, because that's what works for me, is being a mentor and helping other people. I run 3 trade rooms throughout the day. I run a New York, an Asia, and a London session, and I'm always in the market. So we're always going on. I got people in all 3 markets. I do coaching. It's actually really neat to be able to be a full-time trader and teach. And once you start teaching, that's when you start learning. That's when I really became profitable. And so let me get in the chart so I can show you what made me profitable, because it will certainly help. Here we go. Now, I call this a momentum breakout strategy. It took me a long time to get there. Basically, it came from a 20 moving average break and using the 9 simple moving average to get out of the trade, or just a trend line. A trend line works really good too. If you're not using them, you might want to go back to them. So they're pretty awesome. Because a long time ago, people told me, you know, you need to let your winners run and cut your losers short. And that's very difficult if you don't know how to do it. But what happens is once you learn and somebody shows you, then you're able to do that, which is very simple. And the idea is that once you get the break of the 50 or the 20 moving average right here, both of them worked about the same. All you do is get a simple trend line and put it across there. When it breaks that, you can exit the trade. And hey, then once you get back,
John,
in, yes,
we're just seeing your starting screen still.
Oh, starting
screen. Not seeing a chart, the money on the floor.
Oh, it's not showing the charts. How can I get that to change?
You might have to stop.
New share. Okay. I thought it would show everything together. I guess not. Okay. I got you.
If you share the whole monitor.
Okay. That's what
then I need to, anything correct. You move onto that monitor will be shared. But if you share a specific window.
Yes, I need to share monitor. How do I sound? See it? Share sound, share a video. I see this exact screen, but I don't know if it's okay. They have top. They have 4 monitors, so I take that monitor. Okay, I got you. How about now?
I'm still seeing. Okay. All right, now it's showing this.
It's just okay. Just took a little bit of a gap in. Good. All right. Sorry about that, everybody. I was just getting used to this Zoom. I use a different GoToMeeting, so it's a little bit different. But we're getting there. What happens is what we're talking about is if you do the cross of the 50. And basically, we go over top of the 50. If you put a trend line in there, when it crosses the trend line and it's the opposite color, it's usually an excellent time to get back in. And if you're using trending candles or Hakanashi candles, and then once it goes back to the green color, you can get back in and do the same thing over and over. But the trick is to know when it is that you should get out of the trade. And that's the problem. And that's what people don't teach you. So you're letting the winner run, but when do you cut the loser? So when I come in here and I put this into a box, which is very simple. And then when it breaks the box, as long as it breaks it going the right direction, you're able to let that run. And that's what's awesome about that. Now, sometimes you do get a head fake and you can put a line behind that. And as long as it doesn't close below that, then you're good to go. You can still stay in the trade. But this is how you're able to let your winners run and cut your losses short. And this is where this all came from. And I'm just giving you a background on where it came from. And then as we go into the trade, you can see that we actually made it much more sophisticated. And it actually was a lot less before. And now it's got much more. So actually we have arrows now. We have a 1-8 cross, which gives us the beginning of the trade. We have structure, which structure to me is everything. If you don't know structure, you need to go back and relearn structure, because structure tells you when you can get in the trade, when you can get out of the trade, whether you're at the top of the chart or the bottom of the chart, whether you should be buying or selling. And that's why it's so important. So as you can see in here, we actually come down here. We're actually looking for a bar, which tells us that the triangular MACD has cut over. It's a custom-made indicator we had made so that we can see when the triangular MACD has started. And then we have we have the 4-hour down here. Yes, 4-hour chart down there, so we can always see the higher time frame. So once you got the 4-hour triangular MACD, both are SIs going in the slope in the same direction, which is the 3 and the 10. And then you have the arrow. We just look up, and when it crosses the yellow line, it closes. and starts to move above the next candle, that becomes a buy situation. And now what we do is we got the RSIs, which is a 314, which gives us a cross. And at that time, it's called a momentum RSI cross. And this tells us when to get out of the trade. It's also along with the fish indicator, because that keeps them all trending. So, but that's behind the scenes. So, but the main thing is that we have a red dot, and that tells you when to get out. So if you were to take this trade here and get in, you would exit on the red dots. You get out at the highest place. Now, also down here, if you look at the triangle MACD and the 4 hour, they both turned red down here. That told you that you need to exit that trade anyway. So everything is here is telling you that you need to be in. So when everything's the same color, that's when you want to stay in the trade. When one thing changes, like the RSI went double red, you got the bar, you got the triangular MACD or the 4 hour, it is time to get out. And you can use any of those. You want to use the first one that comes up. The idea is that you keep your profits, and that's the whole idea. Now, you could stay in here if you just went from arrow to arrow, but it doesn't always work like that. Most indicators repaint, and people say they don't like repainting indicators. And I tell them, well, this is a momentum arrow. If the momentum's not there, what do I want to stay in the trade for? If that arrow disappears, if it stays there for that candle, it stays. But if it disappears for that candle, my momentum disappeared. That means I need to think twice about this trade. Maybe I need to close the trade or figure another way to handle my money management. So usually closing the trade is the best way to do it. A lot of people like to hedge, do other things, but closing the trade is always the best, as long as you can handle the loss. That's the whole thing. If not, you need to be trading smaller. It's very important. But if you look in here again, let's find another trade real quick. And let me explain this. We got a bar here. Everything's green. RSI is green. So we got momentum. As this goes up, we actually call it an A-plus trade. Once it closes, we would take that up, get out on the red dot. It would pull back. And then again, we have a secondary one because both are green at the bottom. And that tells us the momentum's still there. Everything's still there. We can actually get back in, run this back up, pulled back down. It did break below. We actually had a green dot right here, which told us going back up. Once it breaks below the yellow and then it closes below fully, we usually exit. So you would exit at that time. Plus you had the red bar, RSI is red, things were changing. So it actually tells you exactly where to get in and where to get out to keep it really simple. And that's what we're looking for. And we don't want every trade. We only trade 3 hours a day, whether it's a New York, Asian, or London. I trade all three because I'm teaching. But what you want to do is come in at that time and you're going to look for that exact trade setup. And if you look in here, like right now it's on a 15 minute chart and we have it day to day, you can see that there's only two really good setups in there. So there's only two per day on this one here on a 15 minute chart. So if you can get that, this last one here was really good, but that was a news trade, a little bit different setup. You'd have to be a little bit more adaptable for news, and that's pretty important, but it did give you an arrow. It did tell you're going down. So it does work well for that. And a simple, you broke the 50, you already know you should be getting in anyway. So you probably would have grabbed that, but we had pending orders ahead of time in case it dropped because we were watching the rate and everything, trying to figure out what was going to happen. So what we're looking for is usually how I trade it. Let's go back here to another one. We're looking for everything to be the same. So let me go shift this chart real quick. We'll find another one. So we'll go over it. There we go. So right in here, we actually had the bar. Now you notice we have structure. You always want to trade away from structure. And looking at this, looking left, you can see that you have structure at the top, structure at the bottom. Now you know you're at the bottom just by looking left, so that we're going to want to trade up. You already know that. So we got the bar. Everything is green, but the RSIs aren't both green. So therefore you have to wait. Once we get them both green, we got the arrow. Right there is the best situation to get in the trade. So it kept you out of the sideways market. And that's super important. And then once we get going, you can see that we went above this. Once you broke above right there, once we went above that candle, prime time to get in. So you would get in, follow that up, hit the 50. Usually what I do is I get out at the 50 because you never know when it's going to bounce. It could easily bounce and come back down. Happens a lot. And when it happens, it breaks the 50, comes back to retest. I re-enter and I take it up to either the 200 or when the chart tells me to get out. Right now we have both RSIs right here turning red and we're going underneath the old line and close. And we can see structure there plus the 200. I mean, there's many things, and price action is always going to be your number one lead to get out. So the idea is that you get out and it pulls back down. And then what we're doing is, since we crossed the 50, we're waiting to go back to the 50 and we have to get the arrow. And then from there, we got to have everything red, which didn't happen till way over here. And it was too small a trade. I wouldn't have taken it. But actually what happens is it actually sets you up for the next trade. And where this trade comes from is a triangle. So you're always going to be learning about triangles in here. So we have a triangle, which gets smashed, which gets the momentum. So this is another A-plus trade. It just goes from one to the next. Usually we've got an A-plus trade, goes past the 50, and then it goes back to the 50. Everything recycles around the 50. That is our median average right there. So we're going to go away from the 50, back to the 50 all the time. So that's what we did. We went to the 50, away from the 50, back to the 50, we're done. At that time, another triangle trade set up, which is for the momentum for the A-plus trade. It broke underneath. You could sell that back down. The green dot happened. You got out. Easy trade, but you do not take it right back up. It did go back, but we don't take it till we get the arrow. So when we got the arrow, everything's still green and it went back. But this time we had double green at the bottom. Usually when we get this, we have red and green, which means it's counter trend. But because we're going sideways, it's already got the momentum. It's pushing up. You're going full line into that. You're going to exit as soon as you get to the 50, and actually the 50 and the 200 at the same time. Once you hit that, you exit, it broke it, came back to retest. You can re-enter, take it back up. You get the opposite arrow, you exit it. You look down, you can see you got both RSIs red, and that was another reason to exit. Otherwise, you wait for the triangle MACD to go red, but then by that time, you're already losing money. And you'll know because you get the bar. You get a heads up because this does repaint. It's not perfect. So we made this indicator to make an exact time. So if you go back in time and look at this, when that bar happened, you went down. When the next bar happened, we got a buy signal. You waited for the setup to happen. It went up until it gave to the next bar. So I mean, just utilizing the bars really helps a lot. Utilizing the higher time frame with the triangular MACD helps a lot because when you got double red, you're going down. Double green, you're going up. So all these things together really help. That's what's so powerful about this. And then the trend candles themselves are trending candles. So you don't even have to put a trend line because when they're green, it's like having a trend line on there. That's what makes them really neat. And because I love trend line trading, that's where I came from. So when I saw it break that trend line and this turned red, that gave me everything I needed to know. That was time to exit the trade. And if I wanted to let it run, you put it in a box, but look, it broke the bottom, it's done. And I teach everybody, it's always better to get out when you cross the trend line with the opposite color chart, color candle. The trade is usually done. It's usually your most money you're going to get at that time. If you try to get more, if it's not trending, it's consolidated, you're just going to lose more money by coming back down and have to exit at the bottom. You wish you would have got out up there. That's usually what happens. And again, we get the bar. And then what happens? We're looking for everything to go red. We got red. We got the arrow. This trade here, we tried to go back to the 50. It almost made it, but it didn't. So it gave you the exit arrow. So the exit dot, which told you to get out of the trade. So this way, you always know where to get in, where to get out. All you got to do is follow the system. But what happens is human nature, people try to outguess the system. That's what everybody does. They want to, because we're traders, so we're already cheaters. We don't want a job. We want to work from home and enjoy a nice lifestyle. We want to beat the system. So what happens is people try to beat the system here. And they're trying to say, well, it's green. I thought it was going to go like right in here. They saw green, green. I'm just going to get in here. And what happens? They had to hold that sideways. They had to push down. There's no reason to be inside this trade. You never want to be in a sideways market unless it's big enough that you can actually trade it. If you want to be in a sideways market up in here, yeah, you can trade it up, you can trade it down, but then you're trading tops to bottoms, a whole different system. This one here is a momentum breakout system. So you're able to come in here to make, you know, $300, maybe $100. It depends on your trade size, how you're doing it. Even if it's $10, you're making $10 easily. There's no reason to get out of that chart where you get out at the 50, get back in, but there's no reason to get out until the candles change color, RSIs turned red till it gave you the actual exit rules, and everything has rules. And that's what makes it really good. There's takes all the human nature out of it. Even though people, I still have to fight with people for the human nature part. That is probably the hardest part in trading. And the problem is we're manipulated because of the human nature. So every time what happens, it moves down. What does it do? It goes up. We have spikes down, we have spikes up right here, trying to push up, and then it goes down. So the problem is most people end up chasing the market. They see the green candles, it's going up, they get in right here, what does it do? It pulls back. So they exit the trade. They're always saying, every time I get in the trade, the market goes against me. And that's because your entries are no good. You need to have the right timing, the right entry. And there's only so much money in the market. And that's what I really try to teach people is that you need to chase the money, not the trade. So what happens is if you zoom out on the chart, you can see that right there, you got money. Right there, you got money. Right there, you got money. Right there, this move down, you got money. This move up. So if you can't see that and you don't know how to get that, then you have a problem when you're trading. And right now I can tell you, you need to be able to get those. You go from consolidation to the breakout to consolidation to the breakout. And this is for scalping and day trading, but that's not always true. You can do this exact system on every time frame. And that's what's so neat about it. We can go up to a day chart and bring that back. Oh, well, what a mess. I should have cleaned that up. But you can see here, it's the same system. If we come in here and find anyone we want, right there, it's everything's red. We've got the bar, everything. and it went on down. Where do you exit? On the green dot. So the day chart works great. You can take it down to 1 minute chart, works good. It all depends on your time, how you like to trade and how much time you have. Let's take this back to the beginning so we can see it, get everything in there. We go back here, we have a sell trade, we have the bar, everything red, we have to wait for the arrow. There's the arrow, right? There's a dot, we go underneath the old line, we wanna break those sideways candles, there's the break, you trade it on down, you hit the 50, you get out, it pulled back up, retest. This is a nice pullback in a trade back to the 50, but this one didn't do it. It kept trending down. So you have a flag pattern coming down all the way to the green dots. We're able to chase this all the way down. It's pretty nice. Now, usually we do an impulse correction impulse, but this one actually had more to it. I usually just get the first two and let the rest go, but you can chase all of it if you want. That's up to you. It just depends how much money you've already made today. And that's really what it comes down to, how much money you're making. So if you get the system and you get in here and you see the green dot, the line, and it's red and green, well, that's counter trend. So what we're doing is we're taking this trend down to the dot. We are exiting. After that, we're waiting for the next arrow to take it back up. Now here we got an arrow, both RSIs are green, but it's counter trend because it's red and green. So we're going to take it from here to the 50, and that's it. You exit the 50, the trade is done. And then what happens is we have a consolidation, we have another explosion, and this was a momentum trade up, but it actually was already given it here. So this was actually A plus up, continuation up, and then we're looking for the trade back to the 50 right now. So right now we're still going sideways. We're waiting for the arrow to happen and take it back to the 50, because that's what the market does. The market takes it away from the 50 to the 50, away from the 50 to the 50. And that's all we're doing. We're keeping it really simple. And once you learn structure, you know that you got structure here. You're going to go away from structure. You go back to structure. It always goes back to structure. It may not do it right this second. It may hit a couple structures, but it always comes back to structure. So that's the one thing I always teach, is always coming back to structure, because it's very important. So right now we have this big push up in the gold because we had that news trade coming down, and now we're trying to go back up. We're waiting for the arrow to bring it back to the 50 on a 1 minute chart. Usually I like to trade a 5 or a 15. Let's take it back to the 5. You can see here we have the news trade, so let's take it off to a little bit different. So right in here we got the bar, we got the arrow, RSIs are green, very simple. We're just waiting for it to go above the yellow. At that next one here, you can take it, you can wait for the 50. I usually take it on the next one above there. Sooner I get in, better, because I can already see we have structure. Looking left, I can see we have been lower. But looking left, you can see that we had that indicator. So you need to know where you're at. So if you're going to be at the bottom, you know you're at the bottom. So where are we at? Right in here. I think this is the one we're looking at. So you'd want to mark this to make sure. Here you can obviously see on the left that we have top and bottom. And we always use W's and M's. So let's go over that real quick. Because gold always, not always, but just about either makes a W or a double bottom. So we're always looking that for a separate way to look to get in. And when it gets up to the top, it makes an M or a W. Either, I mean, double top, excuse me. Like in here, you got a double top. It's hard to see the M, but there actually is an M in there, but it's usually an M to W. And if you get them back to back, because you've got a triangle. So you're going from an M to a W, back to an M, back to a W. And that's where you see the triangle. You're waiting for the breakout. What did you get? A momentum breakout. You had the bar, you had everything green. Right there is your momentum breakout. We wait for it, come back to the 50. So it's really an awesome trade, very easy. I use it for US 30, NAS 100. And gold. Those are my favorite ones because that's where I make the most money. And the thing is, you know, NAS and US 30 is very volatile. So you need to be really fast about getting out. So that's why it's so important to have the dots. As you're coming down here, you can see you're underneath the yellow line. If you break the yellow line, like right in here, you broke it. The next one is above. You want to exit that trade. Right after that, it told you that you're going back down, but you want to get out as fast as possible. So this way you're able to get out quickly without giving out too much money. Now, if you're looking here and you saw the engulfing candle, you would have got out at the bottom. Maybe the wick would have been enough to get you out. Now, what I teach people is, all because you're right here doesn't mean you have to exit. It's probably going to make a double bottom, and it pulled back down. You're able to stay calm, get out at a better entrance. Now, if it breaks above this, yes, you have to just exit. But sometimes we can get a chance to get a double bottom, get back in there and get more money before it goes back up. And that's important. Staying calm is probably the hardest part in trading. Because, you know, everything's trying to make you second guess. Let's go over one more trade right here. We have a bar. Everything's green. We have a big sideways market. You can see the triangle in here. It always comes from a triangle, if it works. There we go. We got our triangle. We have our momentum explosion up. It pulled up, pulled back, up it went. And you can see here we had the arrow. Everything green. You get in right there. And it always pulls. It doesn't always pull back, but most of the time it pulls back. So you have to be prepared for that. Usually if it pulls back, I'll put in a second position. Sometimes I teach people, whatever it is you normally trade, divide it in two. You put in one just in case you take a loss in the beginning. it's half the loss. And then as it pulls up and takes off again, you're able to throw in the next position and you're able to get the full trade and go on up. But if you take the loss in the beginning, it's usually half. And we usually put our stop right here below structure. And that's where we like to put it. That's why structure is so important in the trading. And we can go over that real quick. Let me go to a naked chart right here. Where is it? Do I have one on here? There's a naked chart. So if I'm looking like if I'm down in here and I want to trade, I want to be finding where my structure's at. So I'm going to pull this back forward. Let me do that real quick. Let me zoom out here real quick so we can see everything. There we go. So we're going to, if we're in here, we want to be able to trade that. We got to find out where we're at. So we got structure here at the top. Bring this all the way out. I usually run with about three of them. Got one here at the bottom. And we can take one in the middle. And people always say, well, where do I buy and where do I sell? And that's why structure is so important. That's why it's on the chart. Because this is important to the momentum breakout strategy. Because right now, if you're underneath here, you cannot take a buy trade. If you're underneath here, this is a sell trade. This is a sell trade to the next structure. Now, if you don't get there and it pulls up and retests, then you have to wait for it to sell. It never really sold off of it, but it did break out. And at this breakout, now it became a buy to the next structure. And that's why it's so important, because whether you're adding a position, if you want to add another position, you can't add a position until it breaks up, starts to go. You would add your position here, move your stop up accordingly, breaks up and go. You could add a position there, move your stop up accordingly, came back down, decided it was going to go sideways, stopped you out. But you probably would have known that by looking left, because that was as high as it went before. The idea is that you're losing everything left to use forward. And so using structure helps you be able to put your trade in, move your stop, take care of everything. So that's why it's on the charts, because this first thing we teach you in trading is how to trade with a naked chart. And then after that, we go back to the normal chart, because these are just tools. Everything on here is a tool. If you don't know how to build a house, if you know how to build a house, I can give you any tools and you could do the job. It doesn't matter. You can have the best tools, you can have the cheapest tools, you will get the job done. So if you give me any indicator, because I know how to trade, I can utilize that to my advantage if it works. If it doesn't work and I like it, of course, I can't utilize it. But the idea is you need to know structure, you need to know trend lines, you need to know price action, you know all the basics. Shapes are very important. I mean, and there's so much, there's like 20 different things you need to learn before you even become a professional trader. You got the mental aspect, you got the manipulation, you got so much involved. So we're trying to keep it simple because people panic when they start hearing all that stuff. So that's why it's so important, A-plus trade. So right here, we got an arrow, we got a bar, we got green and red. That's telling me that this is a reversal trade. We've already had the A-plus trade and here it was over here. So right away, I can see what's going on. I can see that we had a triangle right here. It tried to go, pulled back up. The second one happened. We had the RSI crossed, everything's red, down it came. Beautiful trade, easy to trade. And then after that, we go reversal back to the 50. We always trade away from the 50, back to the 50. Then the trade's done, we wait for the next A-plus trade. And that's usually how we work it. It works out really good. And then other than that, we can trade consolidation. If you want to do that, that's a whole different deal. You're going to put trend lines here, trend lines there, and all you're going to trade is from top to bottom, bottom to top. So, I mean, there are other styles of trading. You can trade just the breakout of the 50. You can trade a trend line breakout, but it's a different style. If you're going to trade momentum breakout, you got to find the triangle, got to find the compression and the explosion, and then back to the 50. And also, remember the structures up here. We went away from structure, came back to the 50. Well, now we know we're going to go sideways, and eventually we're going to get another A-plus trade that's going to take us back to structure, because it always goes back to structure. If you go back to the charts, you got to prove it to yourself and find out how long did it take. Did it hit one structure, two structures, three structures, and then came back and hit all those structures? It does it all the time. Usually it comes away from structure, goes back to structure, comes away from structure, goes back. It does it both directions, just like the candle. If you look at the candles, they move up, they come back half or more. They move up, they come back half or more. They do it all the time. That's why it's so difficult to use a stop that actually trends with it. If you use a trailing stop, if too soon, you get knocked out of the trade, especially gold. Gold will actually even knock you out if you go to break even. So I recommend people don't go to break even until you at least got halfway the trade. And they'll say, well, how do I know we're halfway the trade? Well, that's easy. You look left. You see the two structures. You're probably only going to go up to there. You have symmetry. This first one down was only that far. You're probably only going to do that trade again. So when you get about halfway that trade, that's when you initiate your trailing stop or break even, either or both. However you want to do it. It could be one, then the other. Doesn't matter. Usually I just have my stop down here. Once I get halfway, I go to break even, let it run, and then I exit accordingly. So either I get a small loss, or I mean a small win or a big win. And you can use that and walk away. So that's what's really good about this. You already know you got structure here. You can set your stop and you can let the trade set up. If it goes down halfway and you're there, you can go to break even or just leave your stop there. And you know your profit target by looking left is going to be down here at the structure. You can go a little bit before that and just walk away, set and forget. But I do like to go to break even if you can get halfway down. Once you pass the 50, that's why the 50 and the 200 moving average around here, they're very important. The 200 is like a magnet. The 50 is like a magnet. Says we oscillate around the 50. So we oscillate to the 50, but we usually go to the 200. But once we go to the, we cross the 200, which is pretty much structure anyway, looking back, you can see you got structure here. Everything lines up, works out really good. So, and also on here, we do use a FIB. And it's just the FIB that's going to come over here and tell you how far up it's going to go. It puts it on every trade. It works out good because if you look on it, the blue lines right here, the extension, the yellow line, every time it has a notch in it, that's usually structure. And you can see it's structure right there. It proves it. So you can just by looking back on the old line, I can see we have structure here. We have a little bit of structure here. And these FIB lines usually line up right with them if you put them on there. It's kind of another neat little thing to play with. If we go to probably that one right there, it lines up with structure and they all line up with structure, even the blue one up here at the top. It doesn't mean it won't go past that, but usually that's where I'm trying to go to because it's already been calculated out for me. It makes it really easy. We go up to the FIB level. After that, you probably, it turns around, it pulls back down and go the other direction. Well, ideally, we're trying to get back here, back to structure, because that's where we left. Because back in our mind, we already know we left structure. We're going sideways. From here, we're trying to get to the FIB. Once we get to the FIB, that trade's done. And then after that, it's going to set up for a new trade back to the 200. After that, we're going back to structure. And we're doing that all the time. But it always comes from the A-plus trade. A-plus trade down, back to the 50. We have it right here with RSI both green. Right here, we're trying to go back to the 50. What does the dot say? The dot told us we're not going. Get out now, whether it's a small loss or a little bit of a win. It didn't make it. Pulled back down, gave you another try if you want. But we only try one time. This was a whole nother setup. It actually made a triangle. It's probably going to make an A plus up to the 50, up to the 200. So it's usually what happens. Let's see, what else can we talk about this to, like right in here? We see right there, it's so easy to see. Boom, right there. We crossed the 50 and we went up. What do we have? We don't really have anything. That's a counter trend. So we already know that. So we're waiting for the bar. Once we get the bar, we get double red. We got the arrow. It has our attention. What is that? That's an M, a double top. And it gave it to us on the second double top after a line, and we trade that down. It's very powerful. And then you got a wick, and this is automatic trend line on here. She puts it right here, puts it like these. I didn't like them in the beginning, but they're always in the best spot. So that's why they stayed on the chart. Came down, hit it, pulled back up, went back sideways again. You could exit that time because at that time, because you had a green dot, that would have been the first time you exit. That would get you down at the lowest point. But just because you hit that trend line, you probably would have exited that time. So you learn all these little tricks in there. So after that, you're done. And then you're waiting for the arrow to go back up. It never really got an arrow to go back up until right here. And that is the bar. And remember, this is going to be counter trend because it's red and green. So we tried to trade those smaller because they're not as good as you want them to be, but sometimes they're really good. Like this one wasn't bad. You still made some money. And the idea is that you come down here and make 100, maybe make 50, and you walk away for $150 a day. And then some people tell me, well, that's not very much money, John. I need to make more than $150 a day. I mean, how do I feed my family? And I'm like, wow, that's really important. And this is what helped me when I was trading. And I was doing this a long time ago. Now I'm hearing people talk about it more and more and more. And they're doing it with prop firms and they're doing it with live accounts. I like to do it with both. And that's using multiple accounts. Very important. Let's see here. And using multiple accounts. If you came in here and you made that $150 on this computer and you had three other accounts running, you made another $150. Another 150 and another 150. Now, the first question I hear people say is, what if I lose? That's correct. That would be a loss, a loss, a loss, and a loss. The idea is that you cut your losses short, you let your winners run. So in the long run, you're going to have at least a 70 to a 60% win average, and you're going to be making money. And the idea is you want your winners bigger than your losses. So you shouldn't even do this unless you can prove to yourself you already have your winners bigger than your losses, and it's usually 60 to 70% of the time. So yes, you have to actually know how to trade before you do this, but that's why we have mentorship. That's why we have the trade room. The idea is I teach people how to trade. We come to the room, we all trade the same way, the same mentality. We're looking for the same trade, and that's what makes it awesome. And we're actually a great community. We're helping out each other. So it's really a good way to trade. It's awesome. I couldn't say enough about it. Everybody's in there so helpful, and they help me out a lot. And they have a lot of crazy ideas, and I actually learn from them too. So it's not like I'm the only one teaching. There's other people that are very good traders that come up with very good ideas. So there is a way to multiply your money so that you can afford. And mentally, it's so much easier to do this. If you came in here and you were trying to make, what could you make here? Let's say you made $200. You got $200, $400, $600, $800. So if you tried to make $800 every day, that's very stressful. That's hard. It's more difficult, especially when you're only making $100 a trade. That means you got to make 8 trades. Wow, it's a lot. Where here you make one trade, you already got half covered. You find another trade, you got it all covered. And so the problem is most people, I tell them, well, what is it you like to trade? You like to, normally you hit $100, exit when you see the $100. And usually what I hear them say is, I tried to exit, John, but I got 200 or 150. Is that okay? That's great, but don't try to do that. Try to get out at your targeted price. If you make more, that's fine. The idea is as you grow as a trader, you're going to find out in the beginning, you only make $10. It's very comfortable. And then it's $20. And then it's $50. And it's $100. Maybe you can come in here and find a really good trade and make $1,000. Well, now you just made $4,000. And that's why it's so important. What if you have four live accounts and you have four prop firms? And now you're able to make money with all those consistently. So it's really a good way to do it. It's a way to up your game. And if you, since you're doing the prop firms, I usually trade them with two different ones. So if you're going to do US 30, do US 30 on one. If you do gold, do gold on the other one. This way you got them separate. This way, if you have a bad day on gold, you don't get wiped out on all your accounts. So it's really a good thing to do. Separate them a little bit. There's just a lot of little tricks in there. And that's what we like to do. We like to go in there and make money. We like to see the money. Let's go back to the charts here real quick. Charts. And that's the whole thing is you want to be able to see the money. So let's go to a 15-minute chart. And you need to do this yourself. You need to come to, and whatever chart you're using, whatever platform you're using, you just want to be able to zoom out and be able to see that money. And if you can't see the money in the chart, because right now you can see it going down, you see all this stuff, but just hone in. You see, you got to move down. You got to move back up. So there's two trades you could have got, a third trade you could have got, a fourth trade you could have got, and then check it with your indicators. Could you have got that trade? Now this here went sideways. So anything over here is sideways. You're not really going to mess with anything in here. You're going to stay out of that right in here. But as you broke out of it, you had the momentum move up, momentum move down, momentum move down. Structure, sideways move, momentum move up. Sideways move, momentum move down. Pulled back up, sideways move, momentum move up. It does it all the time. Now these are indicated by the day. So you can see in here, what do we have? We had probably, this here was no good. We had one trade up, maybe two trades up, one trade down. So we had four good trades in that day. The sideways move is the market taking your money. So you want to be very careful trading in here. I'm not saying don't, but certain times of the day, you don't want to trade. Usually Asia, even London's been a little bit rough trading, but you want to stay, you want to do your practicing in Asia. Maybe pre-Asia, we get some really good moves. And right at London, we get good moves. Frankfurt, pre-Frankfurt, it's been a little bit tough lately. So we try to stay out of that. We just maybe trade small, trade a demo. There's sometimes just moves in there, but most likely we're looking for that Asia breakout. We're looking for it to go all the way to London and see the explosion coming out of it. And that's where you're going to get your best trade. So you're always looking for that. So right away, you can see right here, we have structure at the bottom, structure at the top. So you already know that's the top. This is the bottom. That's the bottom. This is the top. So when you're at the top, you're trading down. So you want to ask yourself, anytime you take a trade, where am I? Zoom out a little bit. Oh, I'm at the top. Therefore, I need to be trading down. Well, this chart's very hard not to do that because everything's red. There's an arrow. Everything's telling you down. It's very hard, but still people do it. Believe it or not, they don't want to follow the system. As soon as I see somebody, they come in here and took a sell trade and they held it and they got tore up right in here because it just ripped them apart and they lost the trade. They couldn't figure out why. Well, it went double green. Why didn't you exit? That's an automatic exit. As soon as you see that, you're going the wrong way. This is a roadmap down here. This is selling. That's buying. This is counter trend. That's selling. That's buying. It's very simple. Counter trend, buying. You already know what's going on down here. Now you're just using the rest of the chart to find it. So you're finding the exact trade you're looking for and trying to make the money in the market, trying to keep it really simple too. And then using the multiplier system just makes it so much easier with I love using the trade copier. It's really easy to use. It goes right into your broker. There's a couple of different ones out there that do that. So you don't even see it. So mentally you're able to come in here and make your money and get out of trade. Very powerful. Back in. I couldn't talk enough about it. I mean, here we are zoomed in right here. You can see here it was a sideways move. We're just waiting for the trade to happen. So you just wait for the arrow. You got the arrow. Everything's there. You know it's going to happen. You got a sideways move. You're waiting for the explosion. The explosion could be down because it could be trending, or it could be counter trend coming back up. Now, this one was actually a trend back up. So from here, it exploded back up because we're going sideways. Because remember over here, that was our top. This was our bottom. So as we get into here, we know this is the bottom. We're looking for an explosion up. And there it was. We got the arrow, went up, up it went. We exit here, get back in because this could easily come back down. And we shoot up from that point. Up here, you get out. Both of our sides are looked at this one before. It's a very easy way to get out just because of the 200. That's why it's on there. The 200 is a magnet. Plus, it's a great exit look. Down, find the new one here. I see I've got all my structures and everything here. And you can see that structure at the bottom. So once I draw it on there, it continues out. A lot of times, I'll just see a structure. I'll just put a magenta line on. That's why I see a magenta line on here. Because later on, you'll run into that magenta line. It keeps happening over and over again. So I do mark certain ones. And you can do it. I only believe to go two time frames higher. So if I'm trading 15-minute chart, I'm going to go to the hour chart, no more than that. I might do a top-down analysis at the beginning, but usually I'm always trading gold, so I already know where it's at, you know, every day as it goes. So I'm only going two time frames higher. This one here is much more, and that's a four-hour chart. But usually if I want to double-check my stuff, I usually go do that, and that's why it's important to me. But if you notice here, if you find any A-plus trade and you go the three smaller time frames, they're always going to be in the same spot. So you're not really, it doesn't matter what time frame you trade. What happens is you make less money. It's harder to stay in a smaller time frame than it is a bigger time frame. We can prove that very easily here. So you got a bar, you got double green right there, went up here, that's the trade. So all we got to do is, well, I should go more to the end if we're going to do that, because sometimes I can't find it just from experience and from teaching all the time. That's my one. So here we got, that's new, so I don't want to take advantage of that one. Let's just go a little bit back. Here we go. We got a bar, green, very simple trade right there. There's your trade. So how do you know what time frame to trade? People say, well, I don't want to trade 5 minutes too fast. I don't want to trade 15, but it doesn't really matter. We can go from here. We can go to the 1 hour. You can see there's our trade right there. It's still an A plus trade. Nothing changes. It's right here. Everything went in, you're buying, you're up, you go. So it's on the 1 hour, it works out really good. We can go down to the 30 minute and so forth and so on. There it is, same trade. Nothing really changes. Everything's green, up you go. And we can go down to the 15. Usually I do this to prove it to everybody that so they can figure out, because they say, oh, I don't want to trade that time frame or this time frame. There it is right there. We had the bar, we had double green. Now you actually would have got in, well, you would have got the same spot. You would have crossed right there, entered on this trade, up you went, and then you would have been out. Worked out just the same. We can go down even to 5 minutes. So, I mean, this thing is fractal. It works in every scene. Now, you will get a little bit sooner on the smaller time frames. That's about it. There it is right there. What do we have? Both green, both green. We did not have the arrow. The arrow was back here. It actually got you in sooner. So that would be the only thing, is you would have gotten a little bit sooner. This one got you a little bit late. We really didn't lose that much money. This pulled up, pulled down. I mean, that was the best time to get in. Up you went. You actually had an impulse, correction, impulse all the way to the top. And at that time, you would exit. I see the red dot up the top right there. Arrow, simple, simple trade. And I like trading on the 5 minutes real easy, because I'm able to get in and get out and make money. And like I say, if I come in here and make $200 one trade, and I'm running three or four, you know, trading, you know, copy traders, and I actually have a gold trade that I run all of my trades on a copy trader, and I sell that out there too. But that's a whole different deal. This way, you know, you can copy your own trades. But in the beginning, let's say you're not that good, but you're learning and you need to make money. You set up the gold copier trader, and then I put money in your pocket every day whenever we have good trades, and works out really good. So this way I'm able to keep people around, because too many times people were leaving. They weren't making any money. So then I decided I didn't really want to copy my trades. I thought, you know what? Maybe I need to. I need to help them make money so that they want to stay here and learn. And because people, they come and learn and they say, oh, that's great, John. I made $100 with you. But then I go outside of the trade room and I lost it all. Oh, well, that's not good. I can see how that's kind of a problem. And that probably happens with a lot of people, and they're not able to make the money or be consistent. They can't afford to do all three rooms. They can only afford to do the New York room because it's expensive. $100 a month starts adding up when you're a new trader. That I understand. But that's why we came up with the copiers. This way you can come in here and make money too and be able to stay around and learn too. And that works out really good. Now let's get back to this. We're only at the 5 minute. Let's take it down to the 1 minute just to see how that should go. Now finding it might be a problem. It makes you a little bit dizzy. There it is. Boom. Perfect trade. Right here we got. Right here went red, came down, pulled back into here, gave you a nice little triangle, gave you the arrow, everything green, exploded up, pulled back down. So now what happens when this came underneath here, I would exit here, got another arrow, would have got back in. So that's one thing how it changes. So on a 1 minute chart, it's very fast. You're going to be shooting up real quick, getting out right there, getting back in right here, coming up. Now, hopefully when you got the arrow, you exited before it, because this goes down, you would exit on the next candle there, pulled back down, could have got in again, and so forth and so on. So what happens is on the 1 minute chart, it's a lot of work to trade it. So what I recommend is at least the 5 or the 15. Even the 15, you're going to have longer trades. But if we go back to the 5 minute, you can see there's the trade. How much easier is that? You stayed in. Even though the pullback had stopped, and if you put a trend line right there, it never went below that spot. So you say, okay, there's our head fake. And what we do is we put a line behind it. As long as it doesn't break that line, you stay in that trade. You're able to make that whole trade on a 5 minute chart, where on a 1 minute chart, you're out, in, out, and nothing wrong with that. But it's more difficult style trading. And then if we go to the 15-minute chart, you'll see that they're even larger and better, easier. And the larger time frame you go to, the easier it is to trade. So here it is. You get in here. You got in. You got the arrow right there. You pulled up, got in right above that candle. Just nice and smooth. There's nothing to it. You went up. It gave you a wick. You pulled back down. It gave you an engulfing candle. You got out of your trade. Very simple, very easy. So I highly recommend the 15 or the 5. Most people like the 5 because they get more trades. It's a little bit faster. Some people have other problems. Like I have some people, they let their winners run, but they cut their losses all the time. So we're always trying to work on that. Okay, stay in the trade. There's no reason to exit this trade. There's no reason. Whoever your name is, I just called out your name. Do not exit that trade until we break that line. So, or the color change. Because if you put a trend line here, like I said, the candles really help you a lot. So you come in there, what happens? You have a trend line break. Usually that's a great exit, but the red candle, you don't even need to do that. So it's already there for you. So you hit red, you get out. RSIs went red, you get out. You got the red dot, you get out. It's very simple trading. And that's why it's so, so powerful. And then usually using the copier cert, you know, using a copier, you're able to, so if you're able to come in here and make $100, you can make enough to survive, you know, to pay your family, pay all your bills, but you got to be able to make $50 to $100 a day. If you can't do that consistently, then you need mentoring. We need to bring you up to speed. We need to get you there. I see a lot of questions coming through. Wow. Yes, I mostly trade Forex, but I like the spot market, but this system, if you have it running on MT4, you can use it for any application. You use it for options, futures, even Nadex. So, I mean, if you got into here, it's like a lot of people, we teach them to trade Nadex. You see, you got your bar, you got your trade. It got in here. That would be a great buy trade or a sell trade. It depends which way you're going. You can do brackets. You can do 5 minute, you can do a minute. I like the brackets. So you're in and out. And usually I set my stop, my take profit at a certain area to get out. Now this one did pull up. So if you're going to do that, I usually recommend the hour charts, just so you know that works out better. So if you're going to use it, something like that. Come over here to the hour chart. You have less trades. You're only going to have one or two trades. So you got one right here. Very powerful. Once it went right there, you were in. Up you went very easily all the way up. Went sideways after that. You had another trade here that went all the way up. So you can easily do a bracket trade on these here on Nadex. Or if you're doing any other trading, you can utilize this to help you get in there and get out. I haven't got it for any other platforms except MT4 and MT5. Actually, it's only MT4. But right now, we got everything being made for MT5. We haven't got it out yet. Let's see if that answers some of those questions. The website address, let me go ahead and put that in here. Very sorry. I'll put in all my stuff in here. Trying to figure out how to use this. Boy, I hate learning on the fly. It sucks. How to make that go away. But the website is moneyonthefloorcurrencytrader.com. So it's very simple. Let's see right here. We're running out of time. Let's go over there. So we look at that. There we go. It's moneyonthefloorcurrencytrader.com. That's how you get a hold of me. That's the best way. And that would get you the website. From the website, you can get everything you need on there. Works out really good. I don't know why I can't get the thing to work here. Too difficult. All right. Let's see. We still got a little bit of time left, but it works out really good. So what we do is we normally run, let me go to the actual website. There it is, moneyonthefloorcurrencytrader.com. And in here, we actually have trade rooms. So we've got all the trade rooms. We've got the copier service. We've got three trade rooms. We've got the New York. I also run the Asia and the London. So that means I trade 9 hours a day. Plus usually I do 3 hours of coaching during the day too. So we try to fit that in, sometimes four. So we have some really good coaching programs. Everybody likes the boot camp. That's the most popular one right here. It's $900. And we got about 8 people going through right now. And everybody starts. I just love seeing the aha moments. It's pretty awesome. But right here, let me see if I can have trouble with that chat. Reopen it. I don't see the send button. When I did the test run, I had the send button.
What are you trying to do, John?
I was just trying to send the chat. That's all. I can't get the send button.
Just hit enter. There isn't a send button.
Oh, just use enter on a keyboard. Ah, that
yeah.
Would work.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Glad you're here. I'll screw it up.
What are you trying to put in the chat? Is there something?
Oh, just the website. That's all.
Oh, yeah. I just posted it.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
That'll work then. Leave it alone. All right. Let's see here. Let's go back to the chat. So, if we have any last questions? Yeah, I see it posted in there. Yeah, it's MT4 right now. It's just MT4. We're trying to have it for MT5. What are the indicators used? Basically, moving averages, triangle MACD. The fish oscillator fish. The rest of them are all custom. This one here is a custom. It just gives it a higher time frame on the chart. These are 1-8 crosses, but it uses the triangular MACD and the fish indicator. So it uses quite a lot of stuff in here. So I only usually just use one chart. Then I use that one to manipulate all the other pairs you're going to look at. And usually I'm only looking at US 30, gold, and NAS 100. Those are my favorite ones, especially at 6:30 New York Open. US 30 is really good. That's about it. But it works for everything. And it, like my platform over here, if you come into here, it does have, I don't know what I got. I got SPX on here, so we can look at that one. I got US 30, Bitcoin. Works for everything. Even Bitcoin, it works for. You know, you guys aren't crypto traders, but just to show you that it works for everything. It does not matter. Right in here, you got the bar. You're waiting for it. It's a little more sporadic. So you're waiting. Remember, this is a sideways market. You don't want to trade in this. You got the bar. It's got to go all green. We got the arrow. Whoop, we had the arrow. It's messing with me. We're right in here. Here we go. We got the arrow. We went up. Right there would be a buy trade. Then it told you to get out that quick. Then after that, it went sideways. You do not want to be in a sideways market. That's where they take all your money. And then it didn't get going over here again. So you got the bar, double green, arrow, went above the yellow. Right in here, you could take this buy trade, went up, pulled back, took off. There was no reason to get out in here until you got to the top. You actually got the other opposite arrow. You actually got the RSIs, both went red. You see nothing else gave it to you. You did know structure was here. So if you got up in here and I saw an engulfing candle, structure right above us, I'm out of the trade. You don't need to make me wait. And then what did it do? It went triangle. We got the arrow and went back to the 50. So we trade away from the 50 to the 50, and that's on Bitcoin. So it works on that. Let's see about SPX. It's slow. There it goes. Same thing here. You're just looking for a bar. All you do is scanning your chart. So you're waiting. You can see it's sideways. What do we got? We got a red bar. Still wasn't set up. The arrow popped. Everything went red as it went underneath right here. And it wasn't a very good trade because we want to break. That's why I say want proof of trade. So that's why we don't get in right away. We're looking for it to actually break these. And when it broke that, if you did get in, it turned back around and you would have lost that trade. So you took a small loss or maybe a medium loss. It depends. That SPX might be a pretty good loss if you had your stop loss in here. And then it went back up, gave you another trade here down. Let's see, we had the bar, gave you another one coming down. You would have got your money back with that one. This was to the 50. So since this one was to the 50, we probably had an A-plus trade over here in the beginning, which I see. So this would have been the first one. You would have started out this day with it going up. We're on an hour chart, so you would have got only one trade in, one trade down. You would have taken one small loss in here because it didn't work out. There are losses. That's why you do have to put your stop loss at a place where you can afford to lose and be trading with the amount of money that you can afford to lose. If you can't afford to lose that money, then you need to down trade your size. And I see that with people all the time because they're that, and they have a couple winning trades and they upgrade their size too fast. So I try to get them to stay calm. Don't get full of yourself because that's what happens. We get a little aggressive once you start winning. You know, sometimes winning is a bad thing, even though it's a great thing. But let's go down to a 15-minute chart. See a little bit better trades in here. So you got the bar. It doesn't mean you get in. You got to wait for the arrow. We had the arrow, got the bar. We got to get everything green, still green. You got in here. You ran it up. You hit the 200 moving average. Or is that just a trend line? That's a 200. Okay. And then we had the arrow and the dot. You would exit. At that time, it would try to come back. We were already at the 50, so you wouldn't take it back to the 50. So this was a reversal. That's what that means. Okay. So here was here coming down. I don't see the bar. Okay. It started back and here was A plus trade up in here. So this was the topping area. Come down. It would try to make it here. Pull, hit the 200. You would exit. I would probably would have exited at the 50 and then ran that down, hit the 200, then exit. And what it do? It wicked down, wicked back up, went back up, retested and gave you another trade all the way back down. So very volatile market. We had a nice M in here. Once it overextended, it came back up to retest, went all the way down. Really nice to trade those. But that's you trading that different than A plus. That's different than an M. You can utilize the M and the A plus trade together. But usually, if you're going to trade one or the other, I try to stick with that until it runs into everything. So right in here, we got the bar. You got the green candle. You went up, up you went. You went sideways. If you didn't get out because you're going sideways, you got the red dot. You got out. You had the bar back in here. It would have been another reason to get out. Once we got the bar, we're looking for the same setup. But this one's back to the 50. So if you would have traded this, you would have traded this down. When it came down to here, you got the green dot, you exited, you never made it. So we traded away from the 50 to the 50 all the time. There we got another triangle right here. And then it went back down and then back to the 50. So it does it all the time. It's really awesome. Let's see how much to, well, the software, I give that away free. We just charge for the trade room. But right now I am running a special at $50 for 2 weeks just to come in and try it. After that, it's $100 a month. But now if you sign up for the 50, it does not automatically sign you up because most people, they don't want that. So I tried to keep it real simple. You come in and do the 2 weeks, try it out, see if you like it. If you like it and you want to stay, then you re-sign up and I send you everything. And we even get together and run a class with you to make sure you understand it and got it set up. We would do a go to meeting. Wouldn't be a Zoom. I'd be much better off on that one. Excuse me. Can you show SPY? I don't have QQQ on there. There's the arrow. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, these are something I made myself, so it works out really good. Just a 1-8 cross, but we're using trending indicators to make sure we only got the trending arrows. That's why they work so well. So these are only saying down arrows, only having red dots. There are no green dots in here until it's time to have green dots. So if you look down here, we got an arrow here, and that's why they're in the windows. You don't see them all the time. That's why I've had them put in here, because then when it came down, you got the arrow. Now you're going back up. These are going down. So you can see you got momentum down, momentum up. These are just momentum arrows. Doesn't mean take the trade. You need everything here to take the trade. Plus, you need to understand how to trade. That's the problem. You can come in here and emulate my trade. You can make money with me, but you won't understand everything. I try to teach you a little bit at a time, but it takes a long time to learn that way. That's why usually we go through the boot class, the boot camp, and we go through 20 hours of trading with you, of training, and you start getting it. You start out with trend lines. You go to, the moving averages. We go to structure. We go to everything that you can think of, even things I can't even think of as we're going. I bring up everything I can so that you can be a profitable trader. Basically, I'm trying to download my head into you. Now, it doesn't mean you become a profitable trader. It's just like when you get a black belt for martial arts. It just means you understand now. Now you can learn. It's like, oh, okay, now I understand what's going on. I see why we had went up and we had double wicks at the top, came back down. It got stopped out and then I got back in once we went down. It's okay to take a loss. You need to know that it's okay to take a loss. If you put your stop right here, you got in here, you got in too quick. It never really went past this area. That's why you don't want to get in that fast. But let's say you cheated. You got in a little bit quick. It happens to all of us. It came back and the market will make you pay and it stopped you out. That's fine. You got stopped out right here, probably lost 50 bucks. You got back in right here. You made your 50 bucks back and another 50. And then right away, remember, we got the trade down, then we go back to the 50. So then you made your another 50 coming back. And the idea is if you can make $100 and you're running a trade copier service, now not the $100 becomes how many trade copiers do you have? Do you have two? It's $100.